On this edition of Our Town for the month of April, I'm joined by Harlan Springer and Joe Beaudreau. And we're going to talk art now, because it seems like, especially with the Florence Fest 18 coming up in the month of April, art's kind of in everybody's mind right now. Wouldn't you say that's kind of a good thing to start off with there?
I totally agree. The arts are everywhere in Florence, and especially in the spring, I think that everybody gets a little tired of the rain and they kind of want to do something fun and creative. And
spring seems to be a good time for artists, I guess, yes. In general. Yeah, the flowers are blooming and everything, and people are in good moods and stuff like that. But what I've been in communities that are larger than this, that were pretty eclectic, but didn't have quite the art showing. And when I say showing, I mean just the kind of art community that we have here. What do you think we can attribute some of that to, Harlan?
I think, first of all, the natural beauty of the area attracts artists who do photography and painting because they get inspired by what they see here. And then you combine that with the fact that we're now beginning to show the artists ways that they can have their work exposed with more galleries and more opportunities. So the combination of a beautiful place and a welcoming environment for artists is really helping us here.
Well, and also, too, you have all sorts of different mediums. I mean, you mentioned, painting and photography, but you've got the sculptures, the glass blowers and stuff like that, and the combination of the photography with your blown glass, and everything. And all that kind of mixes together. So it's almost like they can put any medium together and have a successful piece of art.
Of course. I think that with people being able to be inspired and have that creativity flowing through other people also attracts other people that are creative. And it also creates a good conversation that you can have with creatives and non-creatives and encourage other people who may not think that they're being creative to be creative.
I mean, you might not have the exact number in front of you, but how many galleries do we have now in the Florence area? What would you say was...
Well, if you look at what's in the Passport to the Arts, for example, there are 17 galleries listed there. So in addition, however, to the galleries, there are a number of businesses around town, banks and hospital, who show artwork.
Chamber.
Chamber, restaurants, lots of places show artwork. So in addition to the galleries, you can see art in a large number of places around town.
It's very impressive to have so many businesses that are not even art-related businesses supporting the arts. The Peace Health, they have ongoing exhibitions there, Oregon Pacific Bank, even Fresh Harvest, which is a restaurant. They showcase local artists.
Well, then I look at someone like 1285 Restabar, who has taken Jane Smoley's designs and almost incorporated it into, their ambiance there.
Yes,
which is kinda cool.
And that's so spectacular. I just love that local businesses are taking and supporting our local artists in that way. And that is one prime example of a really great relationship.
I think the other thing that's happening is the city government's support for the arts. It's very critical that city council and other people like the Urban Renewal Agency are supporting the arts because they recognize that art has economic impact. It's not just kind of over there off to the side. It is a place that draws visitors. People spend money. The arts organizations spend money. So the city council and city government has been very, very supportive of our ventures in the arts.
And you too, and I know we're not really talking about this today, but it encompasses so much. You've got the art world, as far as the three-dimensional, two-dimensional art. You've got things like, Crow, and you've got the resort players and all stuff, all bringing that in and all being part of that creative community. So it's almost like, I would say like probably 75 to 80% of our community is creative-related almost. I mean, that's just a number I throw out there. So, you can divvy that amongst yourselves if you disagree. But, I mean, it just seems that way.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's absolutely spectacular for anybody and everybody and whatever their interests are. Because if you may not be a visual artist, you may be somebody who does performing arts, and that's spectacular. And I think that anybody that is doing either visual or any creative arts, performing arts, they want to support each other. And people recognize the importance of those other arts in supporting that, even though they themselves may not be that type of artist.
You mentioned Crow. Another thing that art does in this community is supports the youth. We all know what's happening with art programs in the schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're basically disappearing. And so what art does is some of the artists around town are helping to teach art classes in the schools. In addition, many of the galleries, such as the Florence Regional Arts Alliance, has a youth wall where they support youth. And so there's a whole – art really helps the youth, you know, have a creative outlet for what they like to do. We recently had a public art project where we painted – the school kids painted tops of trash cans in Old Town. Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of things that art does to help the youth.
And that's a good thing, too, because it keeps them out of trouble. We'll just say it plainly. Now, I know there's a lot of things going up. We've got some things listed here we want to talk about. But I want to bring up the Florence Fest 18, because this is a really good example of mixing things together and coming up with a great event. Now, I wasn't here last year for the first one, but I hear it was just phenomenal. And this is going to kind of piggyback onto that, isn't it?
Yes. First of all, credit to John Thompson here for his vision of creating this program. And it combines three really exciting things: jazz, art, and wine. And we now have this year. Last year was very, very successful. But this year, we've just completed some of the initial work. We have seven great jazz bands from all around the state of Oregon. That was coordinated by Ron Green. And we now have 12 wineries from, you know, very interesting kind of boutique wineries from all around the state, which was coordinated by Liz Farm and Casey Farm. And then we've been coordinating the art portion of the event. And last year, we had a very successful event. We had 47 different pieces of art, and almost 40% of it sold. So that says that the kind of art that we're bringing here is very popular.
And you're up to like over 60 this year, right?
Yes, this year we just, the juror just finished her selections last week. We had 136 entries, and she selected 55 pieces from that. And so those artists have now been notified that they will be coming this year. And so we're very, very excited. This year we have, we think, better jazz groups, a better variety of wine, and some very, very exciting art.
Now, I understand that Ron Green, though, has been going around to each of the jazz bands asking if he could play with them while they're here. Is that accurate, or is that just a rumor?
That's just a rumor. In fact, I think Ron's going the other way. I think Ron's no longer playing in one of the jazz groups. But he's a great guy. He's done a great job. He has great connections in that venue, and he's done a great job of attracting these bands.
All right. So that's just one thing. Now, what are the dates for this again? It's coming up very soon here.
Yes, the dates are April 27th and 28th.
Yeah, so it's the end of the month here. So
yes.
Folks can get their tickets at the Chamber.
Yes.
They can pick them up there.
They can get them online.
Can you get them online as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are some of the other events or some of the other things that are featured? I know you got a new art walk or new art passport coming out soon,
yes.
Right?
The art passport that the Cayuse Law News has helped put together is a great way to feature the arts in our community, and not just the visual arts. And what I really like what they've done is made it so if you're not familiar with these locations or the arts, that it's approachable and you can discover and be inspired by local artists. I also want to point out that you can make this a really fun event on the second Saturday of the month is the Florence second Saturday. And so that just makes it a really neat way to get around.
And a lot of businesses open up their doors for people to come in. They sometimes will serve snacks or wine or something like that.
Yes.
And you can come in and see the different things for this on Saturday.
Yes.
Yes. And artists are typically there to talk to you if you're interested in talking with the artists. And it's just a once-a-month way to see what's new and get inspired and also make purchases for local artists.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about there's a lot of artists around. Sometimes people come to town and they don't know where to find the art. So what the passport does is it's an easy way for someone to come into town and say, where are the galleries? How do I find them? Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, very quick reference thing. It also points out all the public art that we currently have in town. We have about 8 pieces of art, including murals, already up. And we're in the middle of adding to that in a fairly aggressive way.
I was going to ask, you know, what do we have coming up for that?
First of all, we have a project. It's on the stairs that come off of the bridge bridge down at the end of Old Town. That's a project that's just coming to completion. The judging on that is about to begin. We also have locations for 5 sculptures in Old Town. The judging, we're in the middle of that right now as well. So it's going to be a very, very big project. You know, lots of cities do these kinds of projects. We're kind of late to the game in public art. Murals in Eugene right now, people are probably aware, Eugene is in the middle of a huge mural project to get ready for the track meet in 2021. Mm-hmm. They're going to have 21 murals in town. And that project is going along well. So we've also had the people from Eugene come over and give us counsel and advice on how to do projects like this. So the advantage of being late to the game is that you can use a lot of the expertise that's already out there in our public.
But we're in
project.
The game.
But we're in the game now.
It might be late, but we're in the
game. And we're also doing a lot of public outreach. You know, we're notifying the public. We have a every month we're in the Sayula News with a listing of the things that we're doing. We've had public forums. So we want to engage the community in these projects because this is a change. You know, public art, where nothing existed before, is a change. And so we have to make sure that the public is understands what we're doing.
And if you'd like more information on that, I would encourage you to go to the city's website and sign up for the different email lists that go on from the city. There's a bunch of little check marks you can check off there and then also get information about their other projects as well.
What is some of the response from the residents as far as what's been going on? Does it seem pretty positive?
It's been very positive so far. You mentioned a theme. Will Work have a theme? One of the things that came out in our public forum discussion was some people would like to have a theme, like a nautical theme for tenants, and some cities do that. Like Leavenworth has a Bavarian theme and Sisters has a Western theme. And we've consciously decided that we would rather have a surprising kind of wow art than not be all the same. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one of the discussions that we've had with the public is we want them to understand that we want different, interesting looks so that when you walk around a corner, like Joe said, you go, wow, look at that. And when you walk around the next corner, it might be something totally different.
Right. Instead of seeing like you're seeing movie frames as you go along, the things that like, you know, there's a guy on a horse, guy getting off a horse, guy pitching up his horse.
So that's been one discussion that we have had. And then, of course, you know, art by its nature, you know, not everyone is going to agree with every piece of art that's done.
So and the more variety you have, you get more people you get to agree on stuff.
But what you want art to do is cause conversation, is stimulate thought, cause conversation. You know, and people go back to Eugene or wherever they're from and say, wow, I saw some really interesting things over in Florence. I didn't like all of them. I liked most of them, but you should go see them. Mm-hmm. And then people come back. So that's what we're trying to do.
Right. Sounds like a really great thing. What are some other things that are happening that are going on in the next month or so that you might be able to talk about? Any events or other than the Florence Fest?
One of the things that's being worked on right now is this major project called Revision Florence. Some people are aware of that. They're going to redo the highway up on between 126 and the bridge. And so the city did a very smart thing is that when Department of Transportation came and said, we want to, you know, fix the highway, the city said, well, what a great opportunity for us to, you know, make that look a lot better up there. And so they've taken the time to say, okay, we can put, you know, streetscaping, benches, trees, public art. There'll be 15 locations for public art. On that area. So one of the things that we're on the Public Art Committee actively engaged in is planning for that, for all those pieces of public art. So that's going to be very, very, it's going to change the dynamic of Florence. People are going to have to slow down when they come down the highway. It's going to direct people into Old Town, and they're going to stop and walk around, which is what you want them to do. Mm-hmm. And so we're actively working on that. There's also the Oregon Coast Visitors Association is working on a project called a Public Art Trail. There are 27 communities up and down the coast, and some of them have active public art programs. Some of them, like us, are beginning and getting to go. So they're going to produce a map of all of the communities along the coast so that when you come into any community, you'll be able to find the public art. So we are actively engaged in that project with those people. So that will launch early next year.
Now, along the Revision Florence route there, will those art projects be changed out over time, or will it be like just static?
The hope is to have it similar to the Art Exposed program that we have going on down on Bay Street right now, is to have permanent pieces in our collection that reflect Florence and our community, and to keep it fresh by rotating new stuff in and old stuff out.
Yeah, there will be a number of locations that will rotate, but we also have plans for some large permanent pieces. And we think that the space up there will allow some very large dramatic pieces to be placed there, which will really, really and truly cause you to say, wow. You know, and also, again, this is another one of those art can help the economic environment. If you get people to slow down and walk around and stay in your community because they want to look at interesting things.
They spend money.
They spend money. Exactly.
I like that.
That's just the whole idea here.
That's pretty good. Now, we got a lot of exciting stuff coming up. And again, the 27th and 28th, we got Florence Fest 18. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. You can get your tickets online or at the Chamber. And I thank you both for coming in today and talking about art, and look forward to seeing a whole lot more stuff as time goes by.
It's our pleasure.
Yes, thank you very much.
And coming up next on Our Town, we're going to take a little look at some sports. Not sports in general or specific, but just sports. We got Athletic Director Chris Johnson from Siuslaw High School coming up.